It's time once again for Triple OG Stories. Let's get to it. Welcome to the season finale of Running. I hope you've been enjoying what you've been hearing so far. Hey, without further ado, let's go.
When days turn to night, that's when you show your other side with all those freaky thoughts. Freaky thoughts. You bring out the animal. Girl, you know I'm on my way now.
After his shower, and actually putting back on his original clothes, minus his hoodie, he headed back downstairs. As he walked into the kitchen, Mimi was setting up two places for them to eat. Tex had stopped her mid-stride and grabbed her up into a big, huge bear hug, and he squeezed her so tight she could feel it in her toes. After he put her back down on the floor, she looked up at him, and then she pulled him back down into her and kissed him and hugged his neck. She couldn't believe she was holding him and kissing him, and it felt so natural. It all felt like a crazy dream until he started to kiss her back. They were finishing setting up dinner as Mimi grabbed plates and placed them on the table where they were sitting. As she sat down, Texas was in the kitchen trying to open up a bottle of wine. He grabbed two glasses and filled them up to the top. He carefully picked them up and stopped cold when he turned around and walked in front of the table. Mimi was sitting there and just was laughing at him like crazy. Texas had no idea why she was laughing, so he just smiled at her and winked at her and was looking like a deer in headlights. He didn't understand he had way too much wine in those glasses.
Man, you're trying to get me drunk or something. If you wanted something that bad, all you had to do was ask, not get me passed out drunk.
Texas just sat the glasses down and played back what she had just said in his head. He started smiling even harder then. They sat there for about an hour just eating and drinking and talking about everything. Their childhoods, their jobs, past relationships. Mimi was very tipsy and was just rambling on. Texas was kind of buzzing a little bit himself, and he just kind of started to stare off into space with a few thoughts of his own in his mind.
Texas. Are you ignoring me? Wow. Am I that boring?
Nah. It's not that. I'm just sitting here thinking about spending the rest of my life in jail. You haven't forgot about what I've been going through this last week, have you? And if they bust in here, you gonna say I'm your woman so I don't end up with kidnapping and holding people captive charges?
Well, okay. But if I gotta be your woman, I want a massage every single night. You got to tell me I'm pretty when I first wake up in the morning. And you got to give up them draws, man. If I'm your woman, then that thing belongs to me and only me. Can you handle all that, boyfriend?
Hell yeah, if I wasn't going to jail for the rest of my life.
Well, we're going to make sure that don't happen so I can keep my man. I will call my uncle again tomorrow. It has been like 3 days since I called him. So that means I get to keep you here with me until then.
Texas noticed a bright light shining into the kitchen. It caught him off guard because he had been keeping all the curtains closed since he got there. He got up and walked into the kitchen and stood in front of the window when he seen her. It was a very old lady. Looks like she was pushing about 90 if you ask me. She was sitting in a chair that faced directly at Mimi's kitchen. Texas freaked out and closed the curtains quick. She only caught a quick glimpse of him, but in Texas's mind, that was a little bit too much.
Mimi, it was some old lady staring right at me when I was closing the curtains in the kitchen.
I'm sorry. I opened them when I was cooking to let out some heat. Don't worry, though. That's Miss Dean. She's my neighbor's mom. She has dementia. She doesn't even know who she is, so I'm sure she don't know who you are.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I just wanted to protect my new marriage.
Texas headed back towards the table where Mimi was sitting. Mimi looked over at him and started to laugh again and got up and started to take the dishes into the kitchen. They drank more wine and listened to more music as songs played and the wine poured. They danced in the living room and played dominoes. It was like 3 a.m. when she kissed Texas again and told him,
"You know what? Thank you for restoring my beliefs in men. I asked God to send me a great one, not a good one. And I have been taking so many losses, and then you ended up finding me.
Texas grabbed her by her shoulders and leaned down and kissed her on her forehead. And he hugged her again. He put his lips close to her ear and told her,
"Man, I'm not going nowhere, Mimi. If I make it out this shit alive, shit, I'm yours forever, girl."
She looked him in his eyes to see if he was being for real. And in that very instance, Mimi sobered up and grabbed his hand and led him to her bedroom. About 9 hours had passed since they had left that living room. They had the best sex she had had in almost 4 years. Texas was so in awe of her. He just loved how she moved and how she was determined to please him in every way possible. After they explored each other, they fell asleep and woke up feeling refreshed and full of energy. They both jumped in the shower together, and to Texas's surprise, Mimi ordered him like 10 outfits and laid them all out all over the bed.
"These are yours. I checked your sizes when I washed your clothes. These clothes are staying here with me, though. And when you do come see me, you will have something to wear."
He just smiled at the $200 jeans she had laid out for him, and the shirts were close to $50 each. She even had him a pair of Jordans to match every single shirt that laid across her bed. Texas was so happy, but he knew in his heart he couldn't accept this kind of stuff from her. He barely even knew her and felt like he was taking advantage of his situation at that moment.
"Mimi, I can't take this stuff from you. I feel like I'm just over here stepping over all my boundaries, to be honest. I mean, we only known each other for 5 days, and you got over $1,000 worth of clothes laid out for me like we've been together for the last 5 years. What are you doing?"
"I'm just keeping my word the same way you have for the last 5 days. There is no other man in my life, if that's what you're thinking. You have been the perfect guest and the perfect gentleman. I said I was going to order you some clothes. They came yesterday. I just wanted to wait to give them to you. I know I don't owe you a damn thing, but someone has to show you that your life isn't completely over because you made a mistake. I was serious when I said I believe you. And I also was serious about my massage and you telling me I'm pretty. So please don't hurt my feelings. Just get dressed and come order some brunch with me."
Mimi smiled with a nervous but confident look on her face. She turned around and started to walk away. As she got close to the elevator, she released a huge breath.
"I'm not about to lose this man. God, he just makes me want to marry him. Why does he have to be so damn right for me and to turn down all those expensive clothes because he doesn't want to seem greedy? It's just, wow. Most men would have just done the total opposite."
As Texas finally got his clothes on, he looked at himself in the mirror and smiled. He couldn't believe how nice he looked in those clothes. He knew in the back of his mind he would have had to sell way more dope to look like this every day. He ran his fingers through his hair and used his towel to wash his face. After a little more personal care, he finally made it down to the living room. When he hit the last step, he heard Megan Thee Stallion blasting out of the speakers. Texas almost lost a step when he seen Mimi standing on the coffee table in her bra and panties. She was twerking and moving her booty the same way Meg was in the Don't Stop video. She started rapping and hitting all the dance moves right on point. He reached in his pocket and pulled out his little small stack of cash he had from a few days ago. He walked up behind Mimi and started to throw the money on top of her booty while she was bent over. Mimi started to laugh because she loved his energy. After that first $5 bill hit her backside, she wanted to put on a show for him. Mimi jumped off her coffee table and started to walk towards the stairs again.
"Texas, come on, I got a treat for you. You're gonna like this a lot."
Mimi started off walking again. Texas jumped up and slowly jogged in her direction. His eyes focused on her booty again the entire time. He couldn't believe how it just jiggled every time she took a step, and it was crazy because she was in perfect shape. She had almost no fat on her at all, but her booty moved like she had been a stripper for the last 10 years of her life. As she slowed up, he thought they were going back to her room, but she had a hidden panel in the wall on the side of the stairs. After she waved a small key card over a spot on the door, it unlatched. She moved the door open and walked inside. As she came in, she moved over slightly and let Texas come in too. She moved the card by another spot on the wall and the door closed up and sealed itself shut. She put the key card in a small slot on the wall and closed it too as Texas headed into the dark room. As she entered the room, She clapped her hands and the room lit up. It had a small stage with a stripper pole in the middle of it. The music came on and Meg started playing again. She walked up the stairs on the side of the stage and turned around with her back to Texas. She slid her fingers across her ass and her voice just became an instant thong. Mimi went to work for like the next 30 minutes. She had Texas drooling like a hungry puppy. He was so into her movements, he looked hypnotized. Her hips had him in a trance. She walked up to him and put her thighs on his shoulder.
Do you like my surprise?
Girl, hell yeah. How you learn to move like that though?
I took a pole dancing class with a friend of mine last year to take my mind off my dad, and I guess it paid off.
You damn right it did. Shit, I almost stuck my tongue in a spot that would have made you stop dancing completely.
I wish you would have.
She lifted her leg up off his shoulder as Naughty Girl by Beyonce came on, and her face lit up all over again. She did a quick turn and went back to the pole again. Texas just sat there and watched her dance and grind on this pole for like another 20 minutes or so. Before they headed back to the living room, he sat down on the couch and just looked at her in her underwear.
Ooh, I need a shower. I'm pretty sweaty.
You look and smell fine to me.
Oh, really?
Mimi backed up a step or two, pulled her underwear off, and then rubbed them all over Texas's face. Then she put them on top of his head. She started to laugh and ran towards the stairs so that she can jump into the shower. Texas just sat there with the underwear on his head with this crazy look on his face. As he realized she had ran off, he was kind of turned on and kind of excited, so he decided to get up and chase after her. He had never met a woman like this before. She was the shit to Texas. He made his way up the stairs to entertain Mimi in the shower. They had another wild ride and were starting to fall in love with each other, if you can believe that. They laid in her bed just talking and making each other laugh. They were in the middle of talking about what their kids would look like when they heard a slight crash come from downstairs. Mimi and Texas both looked at each other.
What the hell was that?
I'm not sure, but I did leave the TV on in the living room.
Oh, it must be the surround sound. I'm gonna go check it out.
Nah, wait. I'm supposed to be the man right now. Let me show you how tough I am. Hey, I even leave my gun up here.
Yeah, okay, tough man. I'm still coming with you.
They both got up and put on clothes as fast as they could. He threw on some sweats and a t-shirt, and Mimi threw on some shorts and that black hoodie that he couldn't find the other day when he was washing his clothes. As they laughed and walked down the stairs, Mimi and Texas had no idea what was going on until they realized it was the Atlanta Police Department.
Freeze! Hands up! Don't move! Slowly get down on your knees and place your hands behind your head.
Get down on the ground.
Get down on your knees.
They both slowly got down on the floor and placed their hands behind their heads. The police cuffed both of them and then started their process of securing her house. They didn't break anything or mess up anything. They knew who Mimi was, and they were scared to ruffle any feathers. As they lifted Texas up off the floor, they took the handcuffs off of Mimi and told her to relax. They read Texas's rights and started to walk him out. Mimi jumped in front of him, like she did when he was about to leave her the first time, and kissed him again. The cops pulled her away, and as they both glanced over their shoulder, they noticed that that damn curtain in the kitchen was open again, and Miss D, the next door neighbor, was standing in the window watching the entire arrest. I guess she wasn't senile after all.
Wow, can you believe that, man? And all it took was just a glimpse, man. Hey, Miss D went nuts, man. She went hard on them. That's crazy, man. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed this 6-episode series of Running. This was season 1. There may be a season 2. You never know, man. Texas and Mimi might be coming back with that trial, man. Her uncle is actually supposed to be helping them out. So you never know. But again, man, I want to thank y'all for checking out Triple OG Stories. This was story number 3, audio movie number 3, Running. And this one starred Gloria Miller and myself, Bobby Dallas. So be on the lookout for the next story that's coming. The next audio movie will be Freeze. So be on the lookout for that. We got a real good star-studded cast, man. So let's get to it, man. And again, I want to thank y'all for checking us out. It's your big homie, Bobby Dallas, Triple OG Stories. And this has been the Bobby Dallas Show.
Hurry. Yeah, put your hands behind your head.